855-905-8255. You have a question about your relationship? Just call me now. Jeremy, bonjour.
Bonjour. Thanks for taking my call.
You're most welcome. So what's going on? How can I help you, Jeremy?
So I'm married, and I love my wife. And she kind of has a rougher past when it comes to things in bed, ooh la la. And so in our relationship, we actually waited until marriage, which was her request. But she said she was excited to get into that once we were. Now that we are, kind of the scars of her past still make her not attracted to it. And she believes that I've done everything right. And so she has this running joke, it seems, that I just need to find somebody else for that part of my life, for ooh la la. And I don't know if I should even press the issue to see if she's serious. I don't know how to navigate further.
I see. Just let me understand, Jeremy. So you have had any ooh-la-la with your wife in the last 2 years, or sometimes you do have ooh-la-la?
It's happened very infrequently. It's once every 3 months or so.
So I'm going to ask you something, like from a man to another man. Why would you stay with somebody if they tell you you should have ooh-la-la, which is the ultimate intimacy act between a husband and wife with somebody else? Tell me why, Jeremy, you would want to stay with her.
I mean, because honestly, I love her, and she's my best friend, and I love everything else about the marriage. It's just, you know, when I try to be close to her in that kind of a way, you know, I've tried any kind of angle towards it that I can think of. Nothing works there, but I do love her, so it's a tough situation.
Oh, no, absolutely. I don't blame her at all. I understand somebody was, you know, had a terrible past like that, so it can happen, and then they need to see a shrink. But the question I have for you, Jeremy, is do you want to stay the object of rejection for the rest of your life?
I mean, that's what I'm struggling with. It's figuring out what the right thing to do here is.
Sure. So I think that the best thing you guys could do is talk, and both of you should go see a couple of therapists and have one session and talk about what you guys should do, because I don't see how you can stay in a marriage and just be the one being rejected. I can advise you to just have mistresses and on the side, it will end up badly. And I can't ask her to do something she doesn't want to do, because that would be against what I believe in. So you guys have to talk and you guys have to figure it out for the both of you sanity, okay?
Okay.
Good luck to you, Jeremy, and thank you for calling.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Talking about being the object of rejection, do you know how that works? Let's talk about that next.